You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to A Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Robert David Steele. Robert has an amazing story, from Marine to Defense Intelligence Leader, and more recently as author of the Open Source Everything Manifesto, Transparency, Truth, and Trust. His saga includes status quo challenges to developing open source models for a more enlightened global village of instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities. Many world leaders have followed his work, advancing open source standards for the net, realizing that the old paradigm of centralized top-down command and control creates mismatched expectations and conflict with the new internet paradigm of decentralized net roots, cooperation, and collaboration. You can find out more on his website at www.robertdavidsteele.com. So let's welcome him to the show now. Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm great, Lance. Eager to see what your questions are.
Well, you know, I have heard so much. I've been following the Pizzagate stuff and the breakaway civilization that exists outside of people's awareness, the indictments that are coming down, and, of course, there's all the corruption that goes on at every level in the government and in the corporations and, you know, the military, the three-letter agencies, and they're really in a big mess because the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing, and it's like an octopus that's gotten out of control. How do you see this all playing out and leading to the point where we can have open source and transparency in government without feeling that everybody's being blackmailed and that all the money that goes into the system is being siphoned off and used for black ops?
Well, let me say first off that Donald Trump is a disruptor. And I love all you latte-sucking liberals out there, but I hope you come to know and understand that behind the scenes, Trump is about to take down the deep state. Bill Binney and I helped. We wrote a letter to Jeff Sessions, copied to Trump on the 36th of May, 2017, that told him how to make use of the 99% of the NSA database that has not been exploited or processed. NSA has every email and every phone call made by every traitor, every elite pedophile, and every elite white-collar criminal starting in Goldman Sachs going back 10 years. Wow. Trump now has all the names, the dates, the places, and the amounts. Okay, this is huge. For the first time in history, a sitting president has more power than the 1%. That's wow. Really, really important. So for all of his flaws, to include all of his broken promises or unfulfilled promises, Donald Trump, in my view, is the best hope for everyone from left to right and down the center. And I have just announced phase two of hashtag Unrig, and it's going to focus on uniting the Greens, the Libertarians. I'm a Libertarian. The Reforms. I ran for the Reform Party nomination in 2012. I might do it again if Donald Trump implodes, and the independents. I am predicting that 2018 is the year of the independent and the year of transparency.
Wonderful. Well, you know, there's a lot of there's a lot that has to happen and a lot to clean up, isn't there?
Well, yes. And one of the reasons that I'm hoping Trump will listen to me is because I'm concerned that he has neglected the 99%. He desperately needs a two-way Trump channel, a Trump studio, a post-Google internet. We want to bury. I want to bury. And, of course, I talk to John McAfee and others about this all the time. I want to bury Google and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. They're all toxic parts of what I call hashtag Google Gestapo. And your listeners can find my description of the deep state Zionist control system at tinyurl.com/Google Gestapo. It's a great long piece with graphics in the American Herald Tribune, a very fine organization. And I really think people should read that to understand that the censorship, manipulation, and digital assassination system includes not only the mainstream media and social media, but companies such as Meetup. Meetup is hosting, waiving the fees for 1,087 hashtag resist meetups, which are seditious and violent. They refuse $77,000 from hashtag unrig. And it turns out the common denominator here is the Anti-Defamation League, which is the Zionist secret police. These are the people that monitor everybody. And if you dare to criticize Israel, they unleash over 400 trolls against you. And I have a lawsuit that I will not discuss, but I'm very pleased to say that I have one of the finest defamation lawyers in the country. And I do believe we will win this lawsuit. And in winning it, we will legally, with evidentiary processes, expose the entire censorship system that is run for the deep state by the Zionists.
Well, you know, I've been hoping for this for so long, and I hope that I can see it actually come to fruition and see that your prediction about 2018 is accurate, because things cannot go on like they are much longer.
No, they can't, Lance, and I just announced phase two of hashtag unrig. I'm going to go off the air for 30 days. There's some things I have to do, to include supporting the new pedophilia book that I've helped nurture. Your listeners can find that at tinyurl.com/pedoempire. This book is going to rip the face off elite pedophilia. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump is working behind the scenes. He's got sealed indictments. He's putting people on notice. I would say there are about 10,000 people across the United States today that are worth 10 million or more who are shitting in their pants right now. So that's the behind the scenes part. The book by the book Pedophilia and Empire by West Point graduate Joaquim Hagopian is called Pedophilia and Empire: Satan, Sodomy, and the Deep State. Wow. Not only is it free online, it's free online at tinyurl.com/pedoempire. I am going to pay for an index for this book so that individual citizens can look up names and dates and places and organizations. The first 12 chapters in my foreword are already up and free online. They destroy the Catholic Church, the U.S. military, and the Central Intelligence Agency, as well as private military contractors such as DynCorp and foundations such as the Clinton Foundation. The next 11 chapters are going to destroy Hollywood, Wall Street, and all 50 governors. Wow. And former governors, I might add, which includes Vice President Mike Pence.
Wow. Are you, I hope you have enough white hats behind you that you're not concerned about, you know, what they usually do to people that are doing this kind of thing.
Well, you know, I personally have no problem dying for my country, and that's what this fight is about. This fight is about dying for our country. Right. Number two, I welcome death. My wife is a very happy woman. She'll be very, very rich if someone kills me. Number three, my personal number is 3. I think I can take out 3 people if anyone tries to assassinate me. Mm. But the bottom line is, I don't care. This thing is out of the bag. I actually, because of my truth and reconciliation emphasis, I'm standing between the 1% and the 99% armed with pitchforks and torches. I am huge on truth and reconciliation. I'm huge on discovery. I'm huge on educating the many rather than hanging the few. And that's one of the things that makes me valuable to the 1%. So if some moron, some pedophile in the media wants to put out a hit on me, that's great. No problem. I personally think that my Mossad colleagues are very cool with what I'm doing. Because some of us have talked about it, and we all agree that Netanyahu is toxic. He's bad for Israel, and he's bad for Jews, and he's bad for America. And one of my goals in life in the next 90 days is to prevent Congress from declaring war at Netanyahu's bidding. So if you'd like, I'd be happy to talk about the 7 strikes against Zionism in America. And I'd be happy to talk about the 6 ways in 90 days that the Zionists tried to destroy hashtag UNRIG. All of this is on the table. Ask me anything.
Well, you could talk about that because that's part of what's going on. And I think people have a don't have a concept yet of all of the activities that have been going on. So anything that we can bring to light is going to be beneficial for everybody.
Tell me about your audience a little bit.
My audience, they're pretty much know most of what's going on. They are very aware, and they are all probably pretty tired of the business as usual and the corporations, keeping secrets and technologies, and that ties into your open source commitment.
Yes, it does. Let me say that it is my hope that our legitimately elected president will decide to be the leader of all Americans, not just the 26% that voted him into office. And for him to become the leader of all Americans and for him to create a movement of independent-minded citizens devoted to transparency and restoring the Constitution, he's going to have to do 3 things. He's going to have to create the Trump Channel. The people he has working for him now do not know how to do this. And he needs to create the open source agency that will educate America, along with fireside chats through the Trump studio, 7-minute YouTubes or bit shoots, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He also needs to have a conversation with America about grand strategy and where should America be going, because he cannot be making big decisions by himself. He needs the public behind him.
Yes.
And among the big decisions that I want the public to help him force through Congress are the nationalization of the Federal Reserve, the closing of all American military bases overseas, which are used to smuggle guns, gold, drugs, cash, and small children, the legalization of both marijuana and hemp, and the elimination of the Internal Revenue Service, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Departments of Energy and Education. We need to restore state rights, and taxes should be collected by the states using the automated payment transaction tax on every transaction, including stock and currency transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And funding for the federal government and for the American military should be allocated by the states on an annual basis. And if we need to go to war, the public has to vote in favor of raising the tax rate. Otherwise, mm-hmm. we don't go to war. No more borrowing money.
Well, war is traditionally known as something that makes a tremendous amount of money. And the people who run the world, the dark state, they are starting these things so that they can fund both sides.
Yes, I agree.
That goes all the way back
to the Civil War. And in fact, I would say that the banks have been in league with the media.
Yeah.
Before CIA existed, the banks would pay the media to make up false flag operations like the sinking of the Maine in Cuba. The Pulitzer Prize is actually named after the guy that invented yellow journalism. Every war, including the Mexican-American War, is based on lies.
Yes.
And that's one of the things an open source agency will put a stop to.
Now, if the internet is cleaned up, what about the dark net? Will that be eliminated? Because that's where the criminal enterprises are going on.
Well, that may be where the criminal enterprises are going on, but that's also where citizens are finding anonymity and privacy and security. The post-Google internet, in my view, will have 4 major nodules, all of them based on encryption and blockchain technology, which has a long way to go before it can scale and speed up. Crypto value is where all forms of value, not just coin, but labor hours, subject matter expertise, location, history, all of that will be stored in a crypto value module. Crypto exchanges is where the forums will be and the voting on every issue at every level. And in order to vote, you obviously have to have identity. And I really shout out to Kalia, Identity Woman, who has pioneered this whole issue of individual sovereignty and identity on the internet. And then you have, I mean, coming back to crypto exchanges, let me point out that Twitter has admitted that it repressed 50% of the tweets critical of Hillary Clinton and 25% of the tweets about alleged pedophile John Podesta in the weeks leading up to the election. The only people that hacked the American election, Hillary Clinton, the Democratic National Committee, and Google Gestapo, including Twitter and Facebook and YouTube. That's where the hacking occurred. The enemy is among us, okay? And then finally, let me say the other two modules are crypto tools and crypto intelligence. Crypto tools are the 18 tools identified in Catalyst, computer-aided tools for the analysis of S&T, science and technology, in 1989. Diane Webb, Dennis McCormick, and the brilliant Gordon Ehler were behind that. CIA is retarded in the information technology arena still today, and so is the entire industry. Mm-hmm. They don't want us making sense. They don't want us connecting dots. Right. They want us consuming advertising and buying things and basically being attentive, blindly stupid listeners. And then the last one is cyber intelligence, which is essentially public intelligence, open source intelligence for the public, but it cannot be censored. It cannot be manipulated. And that, of course, is my area of strength. I think it's coming. Vladimir Putin has just announced a Manhattan Project in Russia. He has said that he wants a completely independent internet for the BRICS, for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. I would include Indonesia and Iran in that group. He wants a completely independent internet by August of 2018. I believe that China and Russia will achieve that. And I believe that Google, Facebook, and Twitter are on their way to their deathbed.
Well, that would be a relief. And then, of course, the Pope has said that America needs to be brought into the umbrella of a new world order because we are blowing it, and he doesn't believe that we should have the right to, you know, rule ourselves.
Well, let me point out that I am a lapsed Catholic, Jesuit, Colombian altar boy. I mean, Catholic, the Latin Mass with incense really does it for me. However, the Catholic Church is a fraud. It's full of dogma. And the Black Pope, the Jesuits, appear to be satanic, and they appear to be doing great evil around the world using the Knights of Malta and the Freemasons at the higher levels. Again, I always stress that 90% of the people in any organization, including the Freemasons or the CIA or the FBI, are good people trapped in a bad system. Right. So when the Pope says something like that, I personally think he's being reptilian. He is being evil. Yes. And if you look at the Pope's audience chamber, I just did a post from one of our viewers. The Pope's audience chamber that seats 6,000 is literally the head of a snake.
Yes. Well, many people do believe, as David Icke says, that the royals and the the heads of major places like the church and all that are reptilian, literally.
I don't know, and I don't want to go there. But
no,
I
don't either.
Let me say this. If I were president or had a president that were listening to me, one of my first priorities, apart from making Jerusalem an international city and ending all U.S. financial support for all military dictators, foreign militaries in Israel, would be eliminating diplomatic immunity for the Vatican. There is absolutely no justification for the Vatican having diplomatic status.
Mm-hmm. None. Absolutely.
Zero. Now, and of course, they're among the biggest smugglers in the world of gold, guns, drugs, cash, and small children.
Right. And, of course, the cartels, the mafia cartels, are all involved in all of this as well. They're all in bed together. So it's like they call it one big family.
Well, it's more like I've done work in this area, and I was one of the first people assigned terrorism in Latin America in the 1980s full time. And basically, it's not about organized crime. It's about disorganized crime.
Right.
It's about come as you are pickup games. And in these come as you are pickup games, the Vatican and the Rothschilds and a few others are the top families. Now, let me say, I really want to stress this. I believe that they're all looking for an exit strategy. And I believe that there is a great deal of good from pursuing a truth and reconciliation strategy with all of these people. The point is to get the 99% back in charge with the least possible damage to communities and economies and societies. I absolutely do not have the vindictive bone in my body. And I really stress this. I think truth and reconciliation is the best possible approach to all of this.
Yes, yes, absolutely. What's your take on the Saudis giving Sophia the first AI robot citizenship?
I don't comment on insanity.
Okay, all right. Is well, one of the things that came up...
Yeah, that was a comment, and you know it.
Is there a connection between the cryptocurrencies and AI?
That's a good question. I'm not smart enough to discuss that, although the CIA did build the artificial intelligence staff around me in the 1980s. Let me say that I don't worry about artificial intelligence. I worry about artificial stupidity.
We
have today
it.
That passes for. I've done a lot of work in this area, and people can find all my chapters and articles and everything free online at robertdavidsteele.com. What passes for information technology processing today is retarded. We are processing less than 1% of what we have in the digital databases. What we have in the digital databases is less than 1% of what has been published. And what has been published is less than 1% of what has been written, which is less than 1% of what is known. Okay, I cannot overstate the idiocy of our existing information environment.
Well, another question is, a lot of people pay attention to what NASA is talking about, and as we all know, Wernher von Braun was one of the Nazis that was brought over from Project Paperclip, and the NASA was created to be a disinformation agency. And as a front for the real research, which was taking place with the corporations and in underground bases and so on and so forth. So what happens to Area 51 and all of those secret places that people are shot if they go to and NASA?
I have no direct knowledge. However, I was deeply impressed by Kathy O'Brien's book, Trance, Formation of America. And I resolved in reading that book that if I ever have the power, we are going to take NASA apart brick by brick. We are going to open every door, go into every tunnel, and polygraph every single person, both government employee and contractor, and we are going to get to the bottom of NASA, both historically and in the present day.
Wow. Gee, I wish you'd run for president.
Well, let me say that I absolutely support Donald Trump.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump implodes and continues to betray us, then yes, I will consider running against him in 2020. However,
well, I'd vote for you.
However, I really want to stress this. I would much rather see Donald Trump be the success that he's capable of being, and I would much rather see Donald Trump be reelected. My sweet spot is the open source agency, Grand Strategy, and a Trump channel. That's the job I want, supporting our legitimately elected president. If he won't give me that job, then he will have to put up with me in the campaign in 2020.
Right. Good. Now, we've heard about the sealed indictments going down, and the number changes, but I think it's up to about 4,000. What if those do not materialize? Is there any chance that for some reason that won't happen?
There's always a chance stuff won't happen, but everything I'm hearing, including, I must say, Alex Jones has done some very good interviews recently, and our European editor, Berto Youngman, has been sending them to me. All indications are, and since I had a hand in helping the administration understand the NSA database, 96% of which was not being served up to the president as it should have. Admiral Rogers was not focusing, as best I can tell, on really serving the president, but he may still be useful. As best I can tell, Donald Trump has got the 1% right where he wants them to be. Now, obviously, he's doing things like announcing Jerusalem, which is sheer idiocy. He's still being overly solicitous of the Republican Party, which is in self-destruct mode.
Oh, yeah.
And major donors and so forth. But at the end of the day, I will support Donald Trump blindly until it becomes obvious that he has sold out for $40 billion and that he is owned by the Zionists.
Right, right, right. Well, good. Good. Yes, I was surprised that he made it, but after he got in, I was really pleased with the things that he was doing. So I have no, I have only good hope and thoughts for Donald Trump.
Well, let's see what happens.
Yeah. Absolutely. Are you there?
Now, yeah, I am. I'm waiting for you to ask me a question.
Oh, yes. Now, you talk about hashtag unrig, and I'm sure that a lot of people have not heard of that yet. Would you go into that a little bit and explain how that works?
I'd be glad to. Let me go back to the beginning. I was very, very impressed by Occupy until it was undermined from within and by people working for Soros and Bloomberg. But I briefed the Occupy Working Group on election reform in October of 2011. And the key point that I made, because I'm an intelligence professional who thinks holistically, very few of them do, but I do. And I basically said, look, election reform is about multiple things that we have to do at the same time. You can't just do campaign finance, which is Lawrence Lessig's pet rock. You can't just do top two to the ballot, which is Christina Tobin's pet rock. You have to do 12 separate distinct things. And that includes paper ballots, because Diebold and all of the electronic voting machines essentially allow the people controlling those machines to designate the winner before the first vote is cast. Hashtag unrig then became my campaign for the Reform Party candidacy. I was not viable because Andre Barnett, with whom I'm still friends, had really done his homework with the grassroots, and he became the nominee for the Reform Party. Then I started thinking more deeply, and I looked at over 100 election reform organizations, platforms, proposals, and so forth, and I created what I believe to be the 12 essential elements for an election reform act. I then wrote about it. And I did not actually conceive of the campaign hashtag unrig until Donald Trump himself spoke out and said the whole system is rigged. In that moment, a lightning bolt came from the skies and hashtag unrig popped into my head. Okay.
Wow. Cool.
Now let me point out to the morons that are trying to steal my ideas, hashtag unrig is trademarked. And I will come after anyone who violates my trademark. I do embrace anyone who wants to use hashtag unrig in the spirit in which it is intended, which is to bring all of us together. I absolutely oppose these fake conferences, such as the one in February, that are fronts for the two-party tyranny and basically just keep people distracted. So hashtag unrig then became a manifesto that I wrote. And because I had met Cynthia McKinney, I conceptualized the idea of an alt-right white guy coming together with an alt-left black woman to show people that right and left can come together and that it's the 99% against the 1%. She agreed to write the foreword, and we published that. And then my virtual CTO, Steve Arnold, said, hey, why don't you do an Indiegogo campaign? And I started up an Indiegogo campaign, and to my enormous delight, we raised $29,000 in the first month.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
wonderful.
But that's the point at which I think Cynthia and I became top 10, if not top 3, on the AIPAC ADL Zionist hit list. And so that's the point at which six different ways of killing us began. And as a result, we've lost $200,000 in donations, if not much more, However, it's been a good experience. We've done three road trips, one by myself and two with Cynthia in the RV. We have an RV, which I just sold yesterday, in fact, because we don't have any money for taxes or storage or insurance. I mean, we really have been devastated by the Zionist attack. But what I learned was that members of Congress believe they can ignore their constituents unless there is a challenger. And with Cynthia being in Bangladesh and not really able to spend more than 3 weeks on the campaign, we agreed recently to separate amicably. And I am going to focus now on bringing together independents, Greens, Libertarians, Reforms, and others to talk about election reform. And I'm hoping to stimulate a conversation among everybody except the Democrats and the Republicans.
Right.
Which is to say,
right. They're the problem.
I want to bring together the 70% of American voters that are not Democratic or Republican diehard voters, and I want them to divide up the 435 congressional districts among the Green, Constitution, Libertarian, Reform, and Independents, and I want them to agree that in every single congressional district there will be one challenger from all of us. So some congressional districts, that'll be a Green. Other congressional districts, that'll be a Libertarian. Others, it'll be a Reform. And a few, it might even be a Socialist, which eliminates Bernie Sanders because he's actually a Democrat.
Huh.
And I think there's some possibilities here. So I am looking at buying another RV in the spring, but one that has air springs and is soundproofed and really allows extra work. But I also learned the hard way, particularly after the Meetup CEO destroyed with malice aforethought our $77,000 network of meetups, 435 meetups that were just starting to take off. I think he did so at the suggestion of the Anti-Defamation League, which is the co-sponsor of the 1,087 meetups for hashtag resist. So all paths lead to the ADL. And I've put that in writing in my tinyurl.com/Google Gestapo. And I hope people will go to the Google Gestapo article and share it, because I'd really like to see people understand that in the United States of America, from Hollywood to the mainstream media to the social media, never mind pedophilia and Satanism, the fact is all of those mediums are satanically toxic.
Yes.
They are the enemy of America. So we need a post-Google internet. We also need a post-Weinstein Hollywood. We need a post-Soros Wall Street. When Donald Trump said the system is rigged, he didn't just mean the election system. He meant everything, including vaccines, and medicine, and food, and the air we breathe.
Yep.
So I do believe I have a role to play in 2018. I would certainly be grateful for any donations that your listeners want to send up. I'm trying to build up a war chest. I want to come out fighting in January. And that includes, well, one of my plans is to spend more time on YouTube and more time on Zoom, because what Cynthia and I found in doing 9,000 miles on this RV is we were spending too much time and gasoline and energy for too few people.
Mm-hmm.
In our tour, we connected with at most 200 people. I reached 1 million people in 10 days with just 3 YouTube videos.
Right.
Okay? So I need to strike a better balance. But hashtag unrig, and you can look it up. I mean, we own that turf. Hashtag unrig leads you right to unrig.net. It leads you to Indiegogo-Unrig. It leads you to Robert David Steele, and to a lesser extent, it leads you to Cynthia McKinney. And I wish Cynthia well. She has an unlimited, unrestricted right to use hashtag unrig. But it belongs to me. It belongs to the Earth Intelligence Network, an educational nonprofit. And I will be leading hashtag unrig forward in 2018 by myself.
So with the takedown of Google, what other companies are at the top of the pyramid that need to be revamped or removed?
Well, I'm not sure I would remove them as much as create a level playing field. For example, Twitter has a competitor. I think it's called Gap. that is being severely attacked, to include attacks from within the U.S. government by people who are abusing government authority. My bottom line is I think that Google, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter have all done marvelous things, but they are in enemy hands.
Right.
And they are not accountable to anybody. I mean, look at Twitter. My friend, Roger Stone, alt-right white guy, was banned from Twitter in the same week as a woman, a black woman, alt-left black woman, who goes by the name of Charlie Peach, was banned by Twitter. Twitter is banning people who don't toe the Zionist party line. It's time we put a stop to any organization. I think Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Google are all ripe for a massive Title VII anti-discrimination lawsuit, a class action lawsuit with 150 million participants, plaintiffs.
Right, right. Well, that would certainly put a dent in their plans, right?
Well, I think Google is already failing. Google has always been a one-trick pony. It was created based on three great crimes. It stole Yahoo's search engine, CIA funded it, and Hewlett-Packard closed Alta Vista, which gave Google the brain power they couldn't have afforded otherwise. Google has also relied excessively on a stock market bubble. They are not making as much money as they are spending. And I think ultimately Google is going to go the way of the Edsel.
Well, let's hope so. Now, what about Wall Street? You mentioned that earlier, and we know that there are computers that catch the trades in a fraction of a second before they actually hit the floor. So people are trading, companies are trading on advanced information. So how do you see that being reformed?
Well, let me start by saying that nationalizing the Federal Reserve is step one.
Oh, yeah,
That's absolutely non-negotiable. That has to happen, and it has to happen before 2020, or it will be the single biggest issue in the national election. Number two, people don't realize this, but not only did CIA build the artificial intelligence staff around me in 1986, I ultimately was the opening speaker at Hackers on Planet Earth in New York City in 1994. To my eternal regret, I introduced NSA to hackers in 1993. And I wrote the first warning letter to the White House on cyber vulnerabilities in 1994. You can find that at phibetaiota.net by looking up 1994, Sounding the Alarm. What we have today, I mean, PBS interviewed me, and I think I was asked, you know, do we just have a house with no doors or a house with doors with no locks? I said, no. We live in a gauze tent surrounded by drunk teenagers carrying lit matches.
Okay. Right.
What we have today is grotesquely irresponsible.
Yes.
And its vulnerabilities have been severely expanded by the fiduciary irresponsibility of the CEOs of Dell and IBM and HP and others who co-conspired with NSA to reduce the computer security and to put in infantile NSA backdoors that the Chinese and Russian hackers. I credit NSA with creating the Chinese and Russian hacking communities. They made it too easy to break into American computers. Mm-hmm. They literally sabotaged American computers and communications. I mean, NSA has a lot to answer for, as does CIA, as does the FBI with COINTELPRO. But again, truth and reconciliation. My vision for the future is Donald Trump triumphs over the 1%, then he executes my three ideas, which your listeners can find at tinyurl.com/Trump triumph. And he connects with the 99%, and then he and Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin essentially wage peace and create prosperity for everybody in the world. The reason I was recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize was because standing on the shoulders of others, I know how to raise the 5 billion poor to our quality of life at 10% of the cost of the Western paradigm. Mm-hmm. The Western economic paradigm is 50% waste and 90% profit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a good question. That brings up a good question. How how can we transition into an era where profits are not the number one goal? Because that seems to be something that unleashes the greed within us. How can things be organized in such a way that it's not the CEOs at the top makes billions of dollars and everybody else is left at the bottom? It's the same pyramid scheme. It seems that the whole scheme has to be reorganized so that it's transparent and so that we know that it's fair.
Yes. The subtitle of my manifesto, the Open Source Everything Manifesto, was Transparency, Truth, and Trust. And a big part of my Nobel recommendation was that I'm the top person in the world who is championing holistic analytics, true cost economics, and open source everything engineering as a grouping, as an integrated collection of things that we need to do. Imagine if every citizen, when they bought something, had a handheld app that showed them the true cost of that thing and also showed them the disparity in salaries between the CEO and their lowest wage worker. We could put Monsanto, Nestle, and Coca-Cola out of business overnight. The problem is I can build the app. The data's not there. Nobody is doing true cost economics in a serious, comprehensive manner.
Wow. Well, that has to be done.
Well, that's part of why I want an open source agency, and that's part of why an open source agency would make Donald Trump the greatest president ever, and it would make America great again.
Oh,
it would
absolutely.
Essentially eliminate an open source agency is how Donald Trump eliminates the 50% waste, to include eliminating 50% of the U.S. government.
Right.
And it's how he eliminates the 90% profit. And starting in Texas, he brings all of the poor, both in the black poor in the inner cities and the white poor in the rural areas. He brings them both up with free energy and unlimited desalinated water and aquaponics, which means growing healthy food without Monsanto.
Absolutely. That is what I've been thinking all along. And until everybody is treated as equally, and we know that there are great inequalities, and then there's a vast chasm between the 0.1% and the rest of us, then nothing is going to happen, and things are going to continue to get worse. And we need to turn things around and bring everyone up. And there's no reason why that can't happen, as you just said.
Well, I have to tell you, if Trump does not connect with me, and if Trump does not implement the Trump channel, the two-way Trump channel with the open source agency, I mean, if people want to go to tinyurl.com/Trump Triumph, they'll see a map of the White House. What I have proposed to the president is he throw out of the White House the scum-sucking media. There is absolutely no reason to be wasting White House floor space on these assholes.
Right.
They should be thrown out, and that space should be repurposed to provide Trump with his grand strategy or his strategy advisory group, which, by the way, should displace the National Security Council. The National Security Council should be disbanded, eliminated. Herbert McMaster and the guy that passes for an intelligence advisor should be sent home. They have no business advising the president.
Mm-hmm.
So that area that is now wasted on the press becomes the Trump studio and the strategy advisory group and the executive office of the open source agency that is directly responsive to the president, but with a huge difference. It creates decision support that is not secret, which means it can be shared with Congress, the public, the media, and foreign allies. The Office of Management and Budget has approved my ideas twice at $2 billion a year.
Wow.
But CIA has fought me tooth and nail on this, and they keep every Secretary of State and every Secretary of Defense from considering this idea. So I have been spending the last few months trying to reach the president directly. I am told that he has read the memo. I am told that he agrees that an open source agency might be a good idea. I am told that he is also very, very busy, putting down the 1% and the coup d'etat that was attempted against him by Obama and Clinton and others.
Right.
And so bottom line is, when Donald Trump is ready, I will help him. If Donald Trump does not avail himself of my help and self-destructs, then yes, I am seriously considering running for president in 2020. But first, I'm going to help independents, Greens, Libertarians, and Reforms think about how they can win in 2018 using election reform as their platform.
Well, now, on the open source question, what about all the corporations that have sequestered away so many technologies and developed them privately? How would you deal with that so that the technology that they have, which has is far outweighs anything that we see or know of, would they need to release that technology, or would they say this is proprietary and it's ours and we're not going to do it?
Well, first off, it's not the corporations. It's NASA, the CIA, and a few others. There are about 6,000 national security patent holds to include free energy and,
right,
and
right.
Anti-gravity and
yes.
anti-aging and all of this stuff. If you create an open source agency, it not only has an information bureau, it has an engineering bureau. And this engineering bureau advances open source everything engineering in 9 different domains, including open health, open manufacturing, open provisioning. Open provisioning includes open energy, open water, and open food. So I'm not going to go into all the details. People can go to Peer-to-Peer Foundation and look up category open source everything, or they can read my book, or they can explore my various articles and chapters. On the landing page of robertdavidsteele.com, the documents that are most recently associated with my Nobel Peace Prize recommendation, and I've been told several countries are recommending me this year, and I'll also emphasize I don't deserve the prize. I want to help Trump, Putin, and Xi win the prize together.
Well, that
but is- if we create a global open source network, that puts paid to all of the protected patents. And also, if we expose everything that NASA and CIA and others are holding back from the marketplace, that has its own beneficial effect.
What's your take on the United Nations?
I think they're a fraud. I think that's wasted real estate. I would like very much to see them expelled from the United States. I would like to see controlled demolitions on that building. And I'd like to put a World Brain Institute where that building now stands.
Oh, nice. Oh. Now, what about the EU?
The EU is a cartel. It is also falling apart. The EU was never designed as a union. It was designed as a cartel. And the EU is making regulations that are killing farmers and small businessmen all over Europe.
Oh, yeah.
It's the EU that accepted bribes from the Arabs in the Barcelona Agreement in the 1990s that led to the unlimited receipt of Muslim refugees across Europe. So the leaders of the EU and the leaders of the individual countries in Europe have betrayed their publics. And people are just now starting to realize that all of these Muslims that are across Southern Europe and heading toward Northern Europe were sent there purposefully. And the leaders of the European countries in the 1990s are the ones who set the stage. They accepted enormous bribes, according to secondary materials I've looked at. Mm-hmm. I have no knowledge. They accepted enormous bribes in order to deliberately water down European culture and society and the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And the same, of course, is happening in the United States of America.
Right, right, right. Another question that I have is one that everybody seems to be confused about, and that is there's so much information about Putin, for instance. He's a good guy, he's a bad guy, he's doing this, he's doing that. What's your take on him as a world leader?
My take on Putin is that no matter what you think about him, he is one of the top three world leaders, period.
Mm.
Number two, I think he's a white Christian who has values.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons he stopped letting Americans adopt children was because he understood that they were being adopted for sale to pedophiles.
Oh,
There's a lot of disinformation about Putin, just like there's a lot of disinformation about Trump and Judge Moore and others.
Right.
Bottom line, I don't care if Vladimir Putin has murdered 1,000 people with his own hands. He's the leader of Russia.
Right.
I don't care if Donald Trump has murdered 3 or 4 people either. He is the legitimate elected president of the United States of America. Right. Xi, Trump, and Putin can win the Nobel Peace Prize next year by destroying the deep state, closing all military bases overseas, and agreeing to wage peace.
Well, that would certainly bring an enormous avalanche of funds into the right places to be channeled back into society as it should be, to raise up the level of
I agree. And let me point out, I've got a hard stop in 2 minutes.
And we have about 2 minutes left. So I want to give you a chance to kind of close and share whatever you'd like to share before we have to sign off.
Well, let me say right now, I'm very, very worried about 2 things. I'm worried about the absolutely insane proposals from Eric Prince of Blackwater. On the one hand, he's proposed privatizing covert operations. I've published something called Privatizing Covert Operations, the most asinine, unconstitutional, unethical idea of the 21st century. The other thing Prince has proposed, and I certainly hope that Ghani in Afghanistan declares Prince and all Blackwater personnel persona non grata across Afghanistan, is they're taking over the Afghan war. We should not be in Afghanistan.
Right.
It's costing us $50 billion a year, and this is just insane. And all we're doing is protecting drug fields that are the cash flow for Wall Street,
the liquid
currency. Okay? We need to get out of Afghanistan. So those 2 ideas by Eric Prince, in my mind, qualify him for consideration as a traitor to the United States of America. He is in no way, shape, or form at all interested in the U.S. Constitution or the best interests of the U.S. public. And Mike Pompeo should be ashamed of himself for not killing that idea at birth. The second thing I'm worried about, I sat down with a cabinet-level member of the Reagan administration, and he said that Netanyahu thinks he has the votes to demand that the U.S. declare war in February of 2018 and that we send troops into the Middle East, which is absolutely the last thing we should do. This is why I think Trump needs to create the Trump Channel and the Open Source Agency no later than early January, because he needs to not only educate the Americans, he needs to make every member of Congress an offer they can't refuse. An absolute presidential pardon in return for going straight and giving up their blackmailers.
Mm-hmm,
if he does that, we stop war in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. And Homeland Security?
Homeland Security is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Zionist Republic of Israel. Michael Chertoff made sure that every major system in Homeland Security was Zionist. If you look down deep into who's doing the information technology, who's doing the security services, including G4S, it's Zionist, Zionist, Zionist.
Wow. Well, we certainly have a lot of work on, a lot to do, and you seem to be at the forefront.
Well, I don't know. I certainly would be very pleased if the public would listen to my ideas. Again, I'm not political. I won't be political until 2019 or later. But I am educational, and I would like the public to understand they can take back the power by visiting unrigged.net, downloading the Integrity Pledge. And this is my last word. Everybody should write to their congressman and say, we want you to host a town hall meeting during the Christmas holidays on election reform. And when that town meeting happens, they should demand that the member of Congress sign the Integrity Pledge, which can be downloaded at unrigged.net, and commit to writing and co-sponsoring the Election Reform Act to be introduced to Congress when it returns to Washington in January. Do that and you're free.
That is a wonderful idea. And Robert, it's about time we have to wrap it up. And I think that's a great note to end on. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I can't thank you enough, because this brings a ray of hope into people's lives, and I'd love to have you back in the near future and keep updating what's going on.
All right. And I certainly would be grateful for donations to tinyurl.com/Indiegogo-unrig or directly to paypal.me/earthintel. Goodbye, all, and God bless you all.
Okay, good night.